83.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The courts ordered 10-year-old Sarah Hershberger to undergo chemotherapy to treat her leukemia. Her parents, who object to the treatment, have taken their daughter and fled.
Banished, leaving the country to seek alternative treatments.
Sarah's condition has gotten a lot better since the family's been pursuing the alternative treatment.
The family won't say where they are now, but have no plans to return to their Ohio home anytime soon.
Talking parental rights and showcasing that during the whole entire show today. I'm Joni Abbott filling in live for Robert Scott Bell. You're listening to naturalnewsradio.com and live right here on the GCN network. Parental rights is something that is being infringed upon more and more as we face a time where medical bullying is now being tolerated and even promoted by organizations like the AAP. If a family doesn't want to vaccinate or they choose or want to have the choice to choose informed consent, and even alternative vaccine schedules, the AAP is even encouraging their doctors and pediatricians to fire patients. Well, we want to turn things around here and empower parents to help them realize that our parental rights, if we don't use them, we'll lose them. So I want to bring Donna Navarro from the film Cut, Poison, Burn. Her family was featured in that film. It's one of the greatest documentaries on the issue of cancer and parental rights that are out there today. Donna Navarro, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Joni, so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here and to be able to get out there and voice all these issues that we're having with parental rights and be able to choose the modality of treatment that a person deserves to have that right to choose.
Yes.
And first off, I would like to say that Cut, Poison, Burn as a documentary, we would like to give 100% of the profits of the sale of the DVD within this 24-hour period to Sarah's fund to help with the Hershberger's legal expenses and their expenses that they're having as a
whole.
Right,
yes. Yes, because they're out of the country. Donna, thank you so much. I wanted to give a shout-out to Larry Maestrich, too, of Nest Films. Thank you for making it possible. So, everyone, you listen, Cut, Poison, Burn. Go to cutpoisonburn.com right now. Purchase your copy of this documentary. If you already own it, purchase another copy for Christmas. It's the season of giving, and what more could you give than other parents and education to other people about this very huge issue of our times, and tell the story of Donna Navarro and her family and of Thomas, her son, who was forced chemotherapy with the worst outcome possible. Donna, if you wouldn't mind sharing your story with us a little bit of this journey that you've been on and how you've just really breached into the world of advocacy for patients' rights.
Well, first off, I was listening to your first hour of the show, and I was listening to Wendy, and so much of the story of Landon was also Thomas's. So I'll try not to repeat a lot of the things that she has already gone over. But basically, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor at the age of 4 years old. And, of course, for a brain tumor, it's automatic chemo and radiation. But because of my medical background, I didn't want to do that because of quality of life. And as you know, even though there's zero quality of life and the patient's still alive, they still consider that a success story. And to me, that is not a success. So I sought out alternative therapies, and I found Dr. Brzezinski, Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski out of Houston, who had the anti-neoplastins, and we wanted to go do that. But, of course, the FDA said, no, you cannot use that modality. You first have to go through chemo and radiation and fail and have a measurable tumor before we will allow you to use this alternative therapy. And, of course, that's just ridiculous. By then, there's nothing left of the child. So we fought the FDA, and we even introduced legislation for patient rights to be able to choose the modality of treatment. Of course, that never went through, but that doesn't keep us from trying. A type A personality, and it's like, I'm just going to keep on trying till my last dying breath.
Oh, Mama, I know how that goes. And I know that you guys have fought for so many years, you and your husband, Jim. You guys just really fought for Thomas. Now, at one point, you guys actually had to leave the country as well.
Yes, we did. Because our whole issue was is that chemo and radiation were not approved by the FDA. It was still in clinical trials at that time. And the anti-neoplastins were also in clinical trials. So why didn't we have the right to choose? But I didn't want to do chemo and radiation, and they did call Child Protective Services on us, and we did flee, and we went down to Mexico, and we tried therapies down there. But unfortunately, he did go recurrent, because it is very difficult to find an alternative therapy that will break that blood-brain barrier to be able to get in there and attack the cancer. So we had a second brain surgery done, and that's when they forced high dose of chemotherapy upon him, and then a year later he passed away from respiratory failure from having pneumonia on top of pneumonia, and his lungs kept on collapsing. He was intubated several times through a 7-month period, and he finally succumbed on November 19th of 2001.
Yeah, I remember calling calling Jim after I saw that movie. I found him. I hunted you down, and I called, and I was bawling when he answered the phone, and I was just like, I cannot believe what I just watched. Thank you so much for putting this film out and putting your family out there for this issue of parental rights. I've been such a staunch supporter of parental rights, yet at every turn that we seem to use them and voice up and speak out, it seems that, you know, we get really put down for it. And this has been a long fight for you guys. What have you been able to do as a result of Thomas in his passing, and how has that been able? Have you been able to use that to, you know, help other families and to help, you know, get the word out there and change legislation? You guys incorporated Congressman Dan Burton. This thing went legal.
Yes, it went very legal.
Don't make me go legal on you.
I know, right? and thank God for Obamacare loopholes. You know, I was listening to Wendy, and I was like, all right, a loophole, great. That's awesome. But, no, because we had a documentary crew following us around, we were able to, you know, actually have a documentary produced and distributed, thank God, to be able to get the word out that there are these issues, the bureaucracy and the corruption of the medical community is just incredible, with the pharmaceutical companies monopolizing everything, and then the doctors only being taught one aspect of conventional medicine. And just like Wendy made the comment, that they're only given one semester in nutrition is ridiculous. They have no idea about all the other alternative therapies that are out there, but then their hands are tied just as much as the patient. They're not allowed to say, oh, yeah, that therapy will work, because it's not FDA approved. It's not pushed by the FDA. It doesn't have the FDA stamp on it. They can't suggest that you go do that. But we have tried to introduce legislation numerous times. And of course, Dan Burton from Indiana, he was our champion at the time when Thomas was still alive, trying to introduce bills into the House for patient rights to be able to choose the modality of treatment. And also, I would like to make a comment that Jonathan E. Mord and Associates are actually awarding Jim and myself, honoring us with introducing legislation to remove FDA barriers confronting terminal ill patients who want to seek access to promising but unapproved therapies. They're giving us an award called Freedom of Informed Choice. And that's going to be September of 2014.
Oh, well, it's well-deserved.
Thank you. But we have been working with Jonathan E. Mord a few times trying to introduce legislation, and also with Gretchen DeBoe out of Alliance for Natural Health, who has also worked with Jonathan in trying to get to garner support to introduce another bill. But it's very difficult to find a congressman or a senator that is willing to introduce a bill like that, because a lot of the lawmakers, of course, are contributions are given by pharmaceutical companies for their elections. So right. They're not going to support something that goes against
their bread and butter.
Funding.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I always say they need to be like NASCAR drivers and wear the patches of the people who are funding them. If these politicians would walk around like that, that would change everything.
I don't think they would be able to walk.
No. Right. It's like a ball and chain weighing them down. You are tied into the pharmaceutical company. We got
ball
your number.
Because that's exactly what they are.
Oh my gosh. I know. The lobbyists and the it's just such a wicked woven web, isn't it?
Yes,
the,
it is.
Who, you know, how everybody's kind of conjoined weirdly at the wallet. And it's very frustrating when you're trying to get things done in the realm of the Constitution. What's that anymore, you know? The Constitution, parental rights. It's very hard to get that going. So God bless Jonathan E. Mord. I love you, Jonathan E. Mord, if you're listening.
I know. He's awesome. I love him too.
I literally love that man. He is Superman to me. He is. And that's in his logo at the Health Freedom Expo. He wears the cape. He's got the whole thing with the pictures and the cape. And if you guys don't know about Jonathan E. Mord, he's the only lawyer in America who successfully sued the FDA like 9 times. So we want to send some vitamin L, as Robert would say, to keep the show covered. Out to Jonathan E. Mord. More with Donna Navarro from Cut, Poison, Burn coming up next. She's going to be donating for the next 24 hours 100% of the proceeds purchased from the film. When you buy the film, it will go to Sarah's fund to help donate and to help fund Sarah's trip back to the States and the supplements that she will need in order to fight the good fight of parental rights. As we're showcasing it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Show live on naturalnewsradio.com and the GCN network. I'm Joni Abbott filling in for RSB, talking with Donna Navarro from the film Cut, Poison, Burn. If you have not seen this film yet, it's one of the leading films about the cancer industry. It's a great documentary. I can't recommend it. But why don't we go ahead and share a clip with you from Cut, Poison, Burn right now.
Our recovery plan will invest in electronic health records. It will launch a new effort to conquer a disease that has touched the life of nearly every American by seeking a cure for cancer in our time.
People will look back at this period of history and they'll laugh at it, just the way we look back at the way they used to bleed patients.
Nothing we've done in a century has substantially reduced the death rate of various cancers.
They will burn it, they'll cut it out, or they'll try to poison it.
And anytime human beings try lots of things, a lot of them are not going to work.
We are a total failure.
Heavy trading today in the biopharma sector.
Blockbuster cancer drug Erbitux racked up nearly $425 million in sales.
You have this entire industry that is not going to just pack up and go away. This is a business.
Well, that was a clip from the movie Cut, Poison, Burn, which is available for purchase right now. CutPoisonBurn.com. 100% of the are going to be donated to Sarah's Fund, which Sarah's Fund is the fund started to help the Hershberger family. Sarah is the 11-year-old little girl. They actually had to flee the country in order to avoid forced chemo, and they're in a heated battle right now with the Akron Children's Hospital. We'll be talking with Maurice Thompson, their lawyer, coming up here in the next few segments. But Donna Navarro from Cut, Poison, Burn joins me. Thank you so much for donating to Sarah's Fund, Donna.
It's my pleasure, and Before I leave here, I just want to give a to-do list. If you do happen to go into the hospital with your child and they are diagnosed with a terminal illness, a lot of states will not allow you to leave the hospital and get a second opinion. through legislation in Utah, they are now able to do that. As a parent, you can seek out a second opinion. But if you're in the hospital and that does happen and you don't want to go through with chemo and radiation or with any type of protocol that they present to you that you don't feel is advantageous to your child, then I suggest that you go ahead and go with everything, set up the appointment, go home, and then make your battle plan. If you leave the United States and you go to like Mexico or Canada for an alternative therapy and you come back and you already have a clean bill of health that there's no cancer or leukemia or any other terminal illness that you have gone to get treatment for, then I suggest you go to another state, go to a different doctor, go in and get an exam done. Don't even let them know what you have done or where you've been, and get a clean bill of health. And then you go back to your original state and you're like, okay, this is what we have. This is from a reputable hospital, a reputable doctor, and she is clean. And
this is so important for families to know. I hope you guys are taking notes.
And, of course, get yourself a good lawyer because you're going to need one. But also about the drug inserts. I remember asking for the drug inserts, and I specifically said drug inserts, and all they gave me was an 8x11 piece of paper with a list of chemo drugs and a small little quip, not even a paragraph, like two sentences, of the side effects and what the purpose is for giving that chemotherapy. And I just looked at the doctor like, are you kidding me? Do I look like an idiot? I want the drug insert with the little tiny fine print that you need a magnifying glass to read it.
Right.
And it's like legal size paper. And of course he's looking at me like, oh, I can't give you that. It's like, well,
yes, but why not?
That?
Right. Like, why wouldn't they be able to?
I'm sorry. It's my legal right. You're giving something to my son that could be detrimental to his health. I would like the drug insert and know exactly what's going to be happening with him. So,
well, you are an informed parent, Donna, and I can't thank you enough for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show today.
No problem. It's my pleasure. Anytime, give me a call. I will be here for you.
Thank you so much, Donna. From the film Cut, Poison, Burn, get your copy today, cutpoisonburn.com. 100% of the proceeds goes to Sarah's Fund. You can check out Sarah's Fund at j.mp.sarahshome in order to find out more information. Speaking of Sarah, we're going to have more on her story. Maurice Thompson, family attorney, is going to be joining us here after the break. He's from the 1851 Center for Constitutional Law.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Not Robert, excuse me, Joni Abbott filling in for the Robert Scott Bell Show and filling in for the man himself, Robert Scott Bell, right here on naturalnewsradio.com and the GCN Network. We are in the last stretch here of our huge show that we did on parental rights today. We've heard from Wendy Riddle, the grandmother, to Landon Riddle, who's being forced chemo as we speak, and he has been doing just fine off of chemo with oil, the CBD oil, which does not have the THC psychoactive component in it. Then we heard from Donna Navarro from the film Cut, Poison, Burn. Get your copy today. Get it right now for the next 24 hours. 100% of the proceeds are going to be donated to fund. Now, Sarah is the young Amish girl, 11 years old, whose family had to flee forced chemo from the United States. It's been a very hot-button topic now in the mainstream media. I have the family's attorney on with me. He's been on CNN. He's been on Good Morning America and on ABC News. You've also probably seen the story on Yahoo. Maurice Thompson from the 1851 Center for Constitutional Law in Ohio. Thank you so much for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show today.
Sure. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful and just glad to showcase this very important topic and issue. It's such an infringement on our health freedoms and an infringement on parental rights. Maurice, why don't you tell me a little bit about, you know, how you got involved in the case with Sarah Hershberger and her family?
Well, the Amish can be notoriously difficult to get a hold of, so I had attempted to get a hold of them through their lawyer months and months ago when I first saw the case in the media and offer our assistance, because this is exactly the kind of case that I started the 1851 Center to handle. And I didn't have much luck with their lawyer either. And then finally, I was able to make contact with the family maybe about a month ago, maybe even less than that now. And I'm actually just meeting them today for the first time. And we're trying to formulate a plan to overturn the appellate court ruling, which forces guardianship on Sarah Hershberger, a guardianship that would take her from the family and presumably force chemotherapy on her, even though the parents have been deemed by the court to be completely competent and not an ounce neglectful or incompetent or anything else that would make for a bad parent.
Right. Now, it's my understanding that they actually had the court rule in their favor twice, and then somebody went ahead and appealed it and overturned it after a series of, you know, changes in judges. And
this case has been through every procedural kind of mess that you can imagine. Mm-hmm. It's been at two different appellate courts. It's been before two different probate judges. And there were some favorable rulings, and there have been some unfavorable rulings. But what the court has yet to consider and will now consider are the constitutional rights raised by the issue, which is a right the Supreme Court of the United States has defined as the fundamental right to control the upbringing of one's child, which is a right that emanates from the 14th Amendment's guarantee of life, liberty, and property. And they'll also get a chance, and they'll be the first court to construe in Ohio something we have here called the Healthcare Freedom Amendment that I drafted and had passed in 2011 as part of Ohio's Bill of Rights that indicates no person should be compelled to participate in a healthcare system.
Wow. Well, congratulations on that, and thank you for your hard work on that bill in Ohio. How can you get it in the rest of the 50 states, the other 49?
Yep, you have to get our signatures and put it on the ballot. We actually, there are three states that have the Healthcare Freedom Amendment in their state's constitutions, Arizona and Oklahoma also. This was passed around the time of Obamacare, and in part in response to some of the federal government's overreaches on those fronts. Other states have these things, although I drafted ours to be the strongest, so I think it's the most protective of individual rights.
Absolutely, because we're seeing this more and more, Maurice. I mean, with parental rights and medical bullying, I mean, parents are not being given the proper choices. When they, one of the guys that interviewed you from CNN, when he said that the child was not given, you know, proper treatment, it's like, define proper. Who gets the right to define what kind of treatment a child receives?
Well, and that's just it. One thing that we've learned about conventional health care over the years is that today's proper is tomorrow's improper. Look at what would have been considered proper 100 years ago, 50 years ago, 20 years ago. If you force everybody into a one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter box and presume that the same treatment is the right treatment for every person in every phase of a certain sort of condition, well, then you have no experimentation, no opportunity for diversity and treatment, for growth, and for different kinds of treatment that may well work. In other words, the one-size-fits-all approach, and when it's imposed by government, has the effect of suppressing alternative treatments that may well be more effective and are simply unknown by the mainstream at this time.
That is such a perfect point. I don't know. I'm just sitting here feeling like, Garth, you're not worthy. That was such an amazing, that's the perfect point, Maurice.
Well, you know, this is a point that is far from being my own. An economist named Friedrich Hayek won a Nobel Prize back in the 1970s for his work on decentralized knowledge, the fact that people on the ground have the most knowledge of time and place and circumstance, are the best informed to make decisions, and that's why central planning doesn't work. Nobody from Washington, D.C. or Columbus or even outside of one's family really has the kind of superior knowledge to step into those situations and make the right decisions. You know, you wouldn't walk into a small business and on day one start calling the shots without really knowing the intricacies of that business, and you can't regulate the economy that way. I mean, this is what the Soviets tried to do and failed so dramatically in their effort to do so, because you can't control every aspect of life from the top down, and you don't have the knowledge to, even if you wanted to.
Right, and I love the point about it being a one-size-fits-all approach, because that is what we're seeing everywhere, and they've taken the whole individuality out of all of it. Many times, right, these appointed guardians from the hospitals haven't even met with the child or the parents, and that's the case with Sarah.
Yeah, that is the case here. The guardian has never met the child. The doctor has not seen her in 3, 4, 5 months now, maybe even longer. So these people who think they know what's best for her don't know her. They haven't observed her. They haven't seen her. The family, on the other hand, has been with Sarah throughout her entire life and continues to be with her. And as she goes through these alternative kind of nutraceutical and chelation kind of therapies, and is witnessing her recovery, is witnessing her remission. So obviously they're the people who are in the best position, and not just because of what they see. They have the right incentives. Parents love their children more than government loves their children, and parents, you know, government has an agenda for children when they're trying to get involved. Parents don't have that agenda.
Right, right. And what now? I mean, we can say that she's cancer free. That's what the family's saying. That's what tests are showing. I believe that's what her grandfather Isaac Keim has said on one of the news outlets, that she is indeed cancer free right now.
The what I can say is this: when she was outside of the country receiving certain kinds of treatment, after the treatments, they did run CAT scans on her, and those CAT scans showed the remission. The remission actually began during and after the stage one of the chemotherapy. And look, the family recognizes that stage one of the chemotherapy may have, in fact, had some sort of help. But it's a five-stage process, and as it was making her sicker and sicker, and they thought it was killing her, they decided it was time to try an alternative. And in fact, that alternative appears to have been equally or more effective than the stage one of the chemo. And what the scans show, apparently, is that she is, in fact, either fully in remission or even free of the cancer.
Wonderful. That's so great to hear. Now, obviously, they're scared to come back because they obviously just want to be left alone. They're very much in a culture that is secluded and a bit more isolated than a normal mainstream culture as we understand life every day. They just want to be left alone. How can we make sure that that happens? What are the next steps to make sure that they get to come back?
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is a clear case about moral rights, the moral right to be left alone by the government, and about self-ownership. You know, the question is, who owns you? Is it the state that owns you and makes the decisions about your health, or is it you that owns you? And to that end, what about children? You know, isn't it the family that they're a part of the unit of, first and foremost? So it's a moral case, but the reason I make that qualification is because, secondly, it's a constitutional case. This is about those fundamental constitutional rights. And so what I'm doing to see that they're able to come home is I'm going to move for a stay in the probate court, making these arguments that were previously unmade before the terrible court order, that the court needs to pay attention to these constitutional rights and needs to apply them here, and essentially needs to find that a child cannot be ripped from a home where the parents have been unmitigatingly deemed competent and deemed loving and caring, because either situation is risky. The chemo is risky, the alternative treatment carries its risks, and they both have their successes as well. And there's nobody better than a parent to weigh those risks.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you. And we need more attorneys and lawyers out there like you who are willing to take on these cases, but who are also well-versed and understand freedoms and health freedoms for families and individuals alike.
Well, good luck with that. Unfortunately, lawyers are raised in the same boxes that many doctors are and others. And so you're not going to see that anytime soon, I'm afraid. But there are other, conservative, libertarian, and free market nonprofit law firms like ours that do try to protect people from government. And we do see that continuing to grow a little bit as government overreaches more and more. Also, often my profession is part of the problem instead of part of the solution. So I'm just trying to counterbalance that.
Yeah, well, I think you're doing a fantastic job in doing so. We are going to be taking a break here in just a few minutes, and I hope that you'll hang on with us, Maurice, and into the segment of the hour so we can finish strong and get parents and families the information they need.
I'm sure. I have a little bit more time with you. I'm up with the family today in Medina County. So I'm going to be a little bit truncated, but I'll have a little more time.
Sure, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And hang on as we continue to discuss parental rights here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you have questions or comments, give us a call, 866-939-BELL. That's 866-939-2355. Be sure to say thanks to all of our sponsors, and you can do that by supporting them, purchasing their products, and let them know you heard all about them right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into.
Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show live on naturalnewsradio.com and the GCN Network. I'm Joni Abbott filling in for Robert Scott Bell. We've been showcasing parental rights these last couple of hours, and I'm so thankful to have Maurice Thompson from the 1851 Center for Constitutional Law on the line with me. He is the family attorney for the Hirschberger family, the 11-year-old. Lady Sarah Hirschberger, who was diagnosed with a form of leukemia, underwent chemotherapy and had conventional treatment, albeit experimental, and now they had to flee the country because the parents wanted to stop giving her this chemo that was what they believe was killing her. And the hospital, Akron Children's Hospital in Ohio, has taken efforts and taken parental custody the child, and so now they are doing natural treatments outside of the country. From what I understand, Sarah's doing very well, and they can't return to their home in Ohio. Maurice, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and thank you for being on.
Thanks.
I have a quick question for you. How is it possible that a doctor or a hospital has the authority to usurp parental rights and actually obtain parental custody of a child?
Well, we don't think that they do. So I the presumption in your question, I think, is a false presumption, except for one narrow area, and that is if the parents have been neglectful or abusive, you know, say they're beating the child and refuse to give the child treatment for the damage that they themselves maybe are inflicting. Well, that's a special kind of situation where perhaps some intervention from outside of the family may be warranted. But this is not that situation. And really, the key distinction to draw here is between those kinds of parents, bad parents who are abusive or neglectful, or otherwise careless, and parents who are very diligent and caring and highly competent, to make the kinds of choices that are needed for their children. And what we're dealing with here is the latter kind. And we think there's very little or no precedent, nor could there be under the state or federal constitutions for the notion that parents can have their children ripped away when these parents are competent in that manner.
Right. Well, what happens when a child is medically kidnapped? This happened in Chicago with a family whose story I covered last year. They just stuck an armed guard outside of their door and wouldn't let the child leave once they found out that they had been doing alternative treatments. And that was it. They took physical custody of the child, and the armed guard had, you know, was standing between the dad and the daughter. What happens? What do you do when something like that happens?
Well, you know, The reason that I'm going to give you somewhat of an unsatisfying answer insofar as my answer is that that should never happen. And, of course, that's obvious to you and to most of your listeners that it should never come to that. But the reason I say that is the first thing that you should do if you find yourself in this situation is retain an attorney who knows a little bit about the state and federal constitutions and can assert those rights right away. Because judges are not specialists. In fact, you'd be surprised. Most judges haven't read the Constitution in a very long time and rarely get a chance to deal with it. So these issues have to be brought to the court's attention, or you have what we have here, which is kind of an unthinking court just kind of wandering around and bumping into things in the dark in their decision and coming up with this order based upon the best interest of the child, you know, weighing all these facts and expert testimony instead of just drawing a line in the sand saying, look, there's an obvious very fundamental constitutional right here. So that's the principle that we're fighting for, which is a constitutional principle, sure, but also just a matter of basic human rights. And those are rights that anybody should assert right out of the gate. It should never get to that point before those rights are asserted.
Right, and I agree with you. And unfortunately, too many families have experienced infringements on their parental rights and also, you know, the medical bullying and the strong-arming, if you will. Maurice Thompson, thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you the best with Sarah's case, and we really hope that her family can return home soon. What's the best way for someone to get a hold of you should they need your services or want to find out more information?
Thanks. Well, we try to handle only Ohio cases, but I have a network of lawyers across the nation who works on these issues in various states. People can follow our work at ohioconstitution.org, which is our website, and all of our other work there, as well as this case. And we're a nonprofit, too. We're handling this case for free. So if anybody wants to make a donation while they're there, that's certainly appreciated because that's how we'll be funding this effort.
Oh, certainly. We sure will. Thank you, Maurice, and best luck to you.
Thanks, Joni.
Thank you. That wraps up another edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today on the GCN Network and NationalNewsRadio.com, where we showcase parental rights, doing our best to bring you the power and information and the tools that you need to be able to keep your children and family protected. The power to heal is yours. Thank you, Super Don, for being on with me, and we appreciate you listening. This has been the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.